Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth made history this month as the first sitting U.S. Senator to give birth. She made history again days later when she brought her newborn onto the Senate floor for a vote. Cognoscenti commentator Joanna Weiss wonders whether it's a harbinger of things to come.
When Senator Duckworth brought her 10-day-old baby girl onto the Senate floor last week, Washington was all aflutter. Letting Duckworth cast a vote with her newborn in her arms required an official change of the Senate's hallowed rules to allow babies on the floor and to exempt them from the dress code. Let's all just calm down about the baby. Sure, it was nice for the political world to think about something besides adult film actresses, compromised lawyers, and self-aggrandizing former FBI directors. But a one-time visit from a person in a onesie is not exactly a milestone in gender relations. Yet, there were declarations of progress. A New York Times headline crowed, "It's about time." Meanwhile, the partisans on Twitter were not pleased. One of them worried that Duckworth would weaponize her baby to make policy points. In fact, Duckworth probably did want to use her child to make a political point, a valuable one, about the need to accommodate working parents. But I know plenty of new parents who drop by the office to show off their newborns. Babies are portable. They sleep a lot. They're easy. For working mothers, life is a lot more fraught when the kids get older. When they have routine doctor's appointments and schoolyard dramas, after-school activities, and homework crises. Millennial dads are stepping up, and previous generations are coming around, but the burden of managing the logistics of parenthood still falls disproportionately on moms. We can start talking about progress the day a male senator brings his child to work because the kid has spiked a fever or the babysitter is sick and his wife has a meeting she can't miss. We can celebrate when we all accept and expect some extra flexibility when circumstances inevitably get in the way of regular child care. So thanks to the Senate for changing the rules. Now it's time to change the culture.
Joanna Weiss is a former reporter and columnist for the Boston Globe. She's also a contributor to WBUR's ideas page, Cognoscenti. Find her essay and many others at WBUR.org.